Today, President Trump ordered more sanctions against Iran. He also named hostage negotiator Robert O'Brien as his fourth national security advisor.
And the president announced he'll attempt to revoke California's right to set auto emissions standards that are tougher than the federal government, and said he might have to stop cities like Los Angeles from destroying themselves with homelessness as he wages political war with that blue state. Let's bring in our political strategist, John Brabender, the Republican. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. And Jamal Simmons, the Democrat. Hello to you, Jamal.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. And let's start with California and Governor Gavin Newsom on Trump's move to strip California of the right to set auto emission standards, states' rights, an idea that was supported by Republicans Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon. Let's listen.
I don't know what the hell has happened to the Republican Party. And by the way, where is the Republican Party right now? Where are they pushing back? Why aren't they pushing back? They believe in federalism. They believe in state rights. At least they assert that. And they're nowhere to be found on this.
John, put aside many auto manufacturers want these standards. Are states' rights no longer a part of the Republican Party's platform?
Well, I think you have to look at this in a little bit different context, that we're actually in campaign season. And the president has a lot of reasons to go to California, first to raise money because there's a lot of good donors there, but second of all, to take on California because California is seen iconic as ground zero for how far left the Democrat Party has come. And the intended target are those Rust Belt state sons and daughters of Reagan Democrats who see California as outside the mainstream of America and see them having policies that are anti-trade, anti-helping manufacturing in this country. And it gives the president somebody to stand up and fight for. And
wait,
I think it's an effective
campaign message. Emissions. We're in the middle of a climate crisis. Emissions are serious business. Are you saying, well, it's political, so it's okay?
No, I'm saying that's what the president is saying.
Okay.
You know, what I'm saying is I think he strongly believes that a lot of times regulations get hijacked. People take a concern. Climate change is a huge concern. We should all have that concern. But I think there's a belief that the left takes what is a big concern of some type and hijack it for their policies that oftentimes are seen as extreme. And,
okay,
and
John,
I believe that's I think that's a middle America belief that that's what California does, quite frankly.
Well, John, both John and Jamal, there's also this other issue that's happening in California, and it's around homelessness. The Trump administration is threatening to take unilateral action against California. They say they want to demolish tent camps because Trump thinks it hurts the prestige of properties in cities like Los Angeles. Jamal, let's start with you. What do you think Trump is trying to do?
Well, I think Trump is trying to do exactly what John said, which is to use progressive policies that are coming out of California as a wedge to go after voters in other parts of the country. The reality is, though, that California tends to take voters or be where voters are in their hearts. For instance, you know, California led on marriage equality, and now marriage equality is one of the least political issues that it is in the country. When you talk about climate change, one of the reasons the companies are in favor of what they're doing, of what California is doing, is because they want to have a unified standard. And they know if California and these states establish a standard, they'll all meet it. And you know what? That means that new people who are entering into the market maybe won't be able to meet the standard that some of the big companies are able to do. And then they set that standard around the world. California has been very good because it's such a large market at putting these policies in place that you really can't get done in Washington because the lobbyists and the establishment is standing in the way of any kind of change. And mostly that's coming out of the Republicans. So it's amazing that the Republicans are using this opportunity to stand in way of states' rights when those states' rights are going to make the country a better place.
Now, John, I just want to ask you what the president actually said is he's hearing from investors, mainly foreigners, who move to these prestige cities like LA and San Francisco and find that there are homeless people sleeping in their expensive doorways. As a strategist, is that a look? I mean, you know, yes, he may be appealing to his base, but it sounds, you know, pre-French Revolution, those nasty homeless people.
I think more what the president is trying to do is make this a referendum on, do we want America in the future to look more like California? Do we want it to look more like the opinions and the ideology of Hollywood and the liberals in California? Mm-hmm. And let's make that the referendum, because that sure seems to be where the Democrats want to take it. And I think that's a fight Republicans are more than happy to have with the other 49 states.
Yeah.
You know, John may unintentionally here be putting his finger right on the nub of what's happening here, which is that America is afraid that the rest of the country is going to look like California, which is a more diverse place. It's younger. It's got people who are concerned about science and are trying to move the country forward. And I think there are a lot of people in the country who are nervous that traditional, what they think of as traditional white America is fading and we will be replaced. That part of the country will be replaced by a more diverse electorate that is trying to move the country in ways that traditional white America is afraid of.
Jamal, I consider you and I to be good friends, but I can't sit here and just say, look, all of a sudden now this is about diversity. There's a difference between diversity and ideology. And what I think that the Republicans feel is that the ideology of California is much different than the ethics, the morals, the direction they want to take this country, the way that they want to affect things like health care. They see California as on steroids for what is oftentimes what we believe is the worst of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, let's get to there's so much more that we need to get to.
Always.
Let's talk about
We're not out of news.
We're not out of – I know. You know, Trump campaigned in New Mexico on Monday night where he lost by 8 points in 2016. He gave a shout-out to supporter and CNN contributor Steve Cortez. Let's listen.
Who do you like more, the country or the Hispanics? He says the country. I don't know. I may have to go for the Hispanics, to be honest with you. We got a lot of Hispanics. We love our Hispanics.
You know, I mean, Twitter was on fire about this. I want to talk a little bit not only about what he said, but New Mexico and play. Jamal.
You know, I don't think New Mexico is really that much in play, but there are other states out there that are. There's some research from Ekis Labs, a woman named Stephanie Valencia, who came out of the Obama White House, did a 81,000 size research sample. And one of the things they found is the president actually is doing pretty well, particularly among Hispanic Latino men. In a state like Florida, he's at about 50% among Hispanics. So he sees a wedge, a place where he can tick up a little bit, just a few percentage points. The problem is that in a bunch of the other states where people are paying attention to this, whether it's Colorado or New Mexico or Iowa, where they're not, the population is so upset with what's happening at the border. They're so upset with babies being kept in cages. There's no way, not even just Hispanics, but even suburban white women who look at this and they say, this is not the government and the country we signed up for, where we separate babies from their mothers and we put them in cages.
Well, by the way, Steve Cortez, who is Hispanic, defended the president last night. But Sean, sorry, buddy, but I got to ask, aren't Hispanics part of the country? I mean, the country or the Hispanics?
Of course they are, and they're going to be larger and larger part. In fact, if you look at – here's what's one thing people don't understand about this election. About 37-38% are going to be either millennials or Generation Z. Millennials are barely above 50% white, and Generation Z, the majority are non-white. And so the impact that that this diversity is going to have, but here's what I honestly believe in, having had talks with the Trump campaign. They are very much interested in going after the Hispanic vote, just as they are actually interested in going after the African-American vote. They feel they're going to do probably double what they did in 2016. And if that happens, that's a significant shift in votes. But to be honest with you, all this comes down to two is who becomes the Democrat nominee, which none of us know at this point.
And speaking of the Democratic landscape, there was a union event in Philadelphia yesterday, and Joe Biden accused Bernie Sanders of trying to take away union-negotiated employer health care plans under the Medicare for All. And Sanders said Biden supported trade deals that were bad for workers. Who's winning when it comes to getting this union bloc in the rank and file right now? Jamal.
Well, yeah, this is a fundamental question of Democratic politics because it all depends on how you view the electorate. And I would say the electorate actually is pretty diverse. And so you have one group of voters. I was out 2 days ago. I was in Detroit where I'm from, and I went out to the line at the GM Poletown plant with a bunch of striking UAW workers, bought them about 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken so they could eat while they were out there on the line. And I talked to some of the folks who were there. You know what? They were mostly African-American, some women, and a couple of younger white guys. Those voters are not Trump's voters. Trump's union voters are older. They're more male. They live outside of cities like Detroit, and they live in more suburban areas. And those are the people that they're going after. And I think when you talk even inside the Democratic Party, those older voters tend to like Joe Biden. The younger ones tend to like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. So there are divides out there by geography and by gender
age. I wrote an op-ed piece 2 weeks ago for the Wall Street Journal where I said, I do not believe Joe Biden will be the Democrat nominee based on my experiences. I think what is happening when we ask who is winning, if you look at both the poll numbers and everything else, Elizabeth Warren's coming up and everybody else is coming down. And I think the reason for that is I think a lot of people think Biden is outside the mainstream of the party now on the Democratic side. He's too centrist. Number two is I think they think Elizabeth Warren is much more credible as a general election candidate. Yeah. And I frankly think she's where the Democrats are going.
We'll pick up there with John Brabander.
I agree. Look at that.
John Brabander, the Republican strategist. Jamal Simmons, the Democratic strategist. John, Jamal, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.